Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Scholem, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hey. In this world, Kindelach, it's a good thing to know. I'm sure you'll hear from your friends, that's good, that's bad, that's kosher, that's not kosher. That's great, that's terrible. You know what we need in this world? We need Rebbeim. We need to listen to Rebbeim and Rabbanim. We need to learn Torah, we have to understand. Because the more you learn, the more you will see that most things in life aren't good or bad. You just have to know when to use it and when not to use it. Things that are good for one thing are not good for something else. And things that are good for something else are not good for the first thing. What did we learn in Mishnah Dalet? In Mishnah Dalet we learned that what's good for Shechita is not good for Malika. And what's good for Malika is not good for Shechita. Zok the Mishnah. Here are some similar halachas. And as a matter of fact, we're going to see this theme of what's good for one thing is not good for something else in Mishnah Hey, in Mishnah Vav, in Mishnah Zayin, throughout the rest of the Perek. But we'll take one Mishnah at a time. Mishnah Hey. Kasha B'Tayrin, Pasul B'Vnei Yayna. Kasha B'Vnei Yayna, Pasul B'Tayrin. There are two types of bird karbanis. Tayrin, dictionary definition, turtle doves, and B'Nei Yayna, pigeons. Although they're both kosher to be a carbon, but they're kosher at different times. In other words, turtle doves, tyrin, are fit to be karbanis only after a certain time. On the other hand, b'nei yoina are fit to be karbanis only when they're young. That's why they're called b'nei yoina. Only the children of the yoina, the little ones. So kosher b'tyrin, what's kosher by the turtle doves? In other words, when they reach a certain level of growing up, Pasul b'vnei yayna. At that time, the b'nei yayna become pasul. And kosher b'vnei yayna. What's kosher by the b'nei yayna when they're young, pasul b'tayrin. Because at that point, the tayrin are not too young. And then there's a time period where both are pasul. Tchilas hatsihuv, says the Mishnah. This is when the feathers around the neck start turning yellow. That's like in the middle. They're in the middle of between young and old. That stage, bezeh u bezeh pasul, is pasul both by tayrim and b'nei yayin. So once again, when the tayrim says tayrim, it's mashma gedolim. The tayrim never says b'nei tayrim. And when the tayrim says yayin, it's mashma little ones. It never says yayin, it says b'nei yayin. So what's kosher by tayrim, which is only when they get big, is pasul by the b'nei yayin. And what's kosher by the b'nei yayin, which is only when they're small, is pasul by tayrin. And then there's a middle stage when the feathers around the neck start becoming yellow, which is pasul by both. It's still too young for the tayrin and already too old for the b'nei yayna. Matan Rut tells us even b'nei yayna have to reach a certain level. They have to be young, but they have to reach a certain level. If they're so little that if you plucked out a feather, no blood comes out, then they're too little.